This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. After you get Quest worthy, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff. And by stackup.org. Great people, great community, all for PTSD. They give you a fighting chance. In today's news, we got a little bit of a beat-em-up game coming. AMD might be making some more computer parts. And we got a couple of esports events to talk about as well. But we begin today with the WCCF Tech, because yesterday, layoffs happened at Ubisoft. Today, the workers called for a strike. Now, this major reset is still affecting the video game industry, and the French unions representing Ubisoft workers, namely Syndicate des Travelers, du Jeu Video, STJV, Soleil's Amérique, it's all French, the CFE, CGC, CGT, and Printemps de Clause, whatever, I can't speak French. They call for a strike in response to the recent layoffs that happened at Ubisoft. The strike will take place on February 10th, 11th, and 12th, and the union's calling for Ubisoft workers worldwide to join them in the demonstration. But that's not the only demonstration that was planned. CWA Canada is also holding a rally in Halifax tomorrow in solidarity with the workers and those who were laid off at the Ubisoft Halifax studio. So, the people that are striking said, quote, in a collaborative statement, "Enough is enough. Faced with the arbitrary decision of the CEO, who doesn't even dare talking to employees anymore, unions are calling for a strike on February 10th, 11th, and 12th. Yep, they set it up on Blue Sky, and they posted the documents on what led to the strike. Now, the statement that was shared, they call on the Ubisoft's chief executive officer, Mr. Gaumont, claiming that Ubisoft management will be going back on a remote work policy that was in place since September 2025. Further calls out the company's top brass for not taking responsibility for their actions that led to the major restructure. There was a fair point to make, since you might recall that Gaumont and the current Ubisoft leadership led to the companies to lose 95% of their total value in the last 8 years. Further quote, "We are told about responsibilities, but those who wield this word so easily do not take any responsibility for the consequences of their catastrophic management, the latest result being in the elimination of 200 jobs at Ubisoft headquarters," end quote. So the major reset could be reorganized into companies into five creative houses. And that is where some of the games that are still in production would be made. And you already know about the games that were canceled. And those games could have showed up on PlayStation. And yes, they could have, because Sony is trying to get a hold of all the PlayStation 4 players. And according to PushSquare.com, they should upgrade to a PlayStation 5. In fact, there was a new message that was sent out to the PlayStation 4 owners that was encouraging the upgrade. And a notification was sent out to PlayStation late January. And a user, Chal Shaw, shared it on their social media. In fact, Zuby Tech caught the picture. So here's what the message did say. Quote, "Whether you're catching up with its hits from 2025, like Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, Ark Raiders, and Ghost of Yoti, or getting ready for the most anticipated games of 2026, Saros, 007 First Light, Neo, and much more, now is the perfect time to upgrade your PlayStation 5 console." To a PlayStation 5 console. PushSquare typed it wrong. So, there was an attached QR code, which would take you to the PlayStation official website, where you can find out about the pricing information and deals. Now, Sony did say that here are the games that can only be played on PlayStation 5. But, there are still games that will be releasing on PlayStation 4. And you still have the live service games like Fortnite and Roblox. So if you want to upgrade your system, that's your choice. Just that PlayStation said you should do it now. And what I should do now is tell you that we're in the esports corner, because the T1 has announced two home ground events for 2026. T1 Home Ground is a part of the LCK Roadshow, and that will take place twice in 2026. And the event is hosted by a South Korean powerhouse, T1, and these events will be in April and August during the 2026 LCK season. The one in April will run from April 24th to the 26th at the Inspire Arena. And then they will head to the KSPO Dome in August, the 14th to the 16th. And they will also welcome fans on September 12th to the 13th to witness the 2026 LCK Finals. Champions will be crowned then. Both venues have about 15,000 seats available, but the ticket information for both events has not yet been revealed. If you don't want to go to that one, you can wait till February, which is only about a couple days away. February 1st, according to the Esports Insider as well, the Tekken World Tour 2025 Global Finals will be happening then. February 1st, 2026, that's when the event will be. That'll be in Malmö, Sweden, from January 30th through February 1st. And that'll be the Tekken World Tour 2025. Now, this event will have the world's Tekken players competing for a share of $300,000, and that'll be a prize pool. And Bandai Namco will share details on the future of Tekken 8. Now, 16 players will be from the global leaderboard, and they will be split into four groups of four, and they will compete in a single round robin. The top two from each will advance to round two of the finals, and players who finish third will complete in a second round robin, with the winner advancing to the first finals round. So good luck to those that are involved. Now we got a rumor? A leak. It's Rumorville. Yeah. Because WindowsCentral.com did say that AMD is leaked to suggest that an RDNA 3.5 extended, or has been extended to 2029. And that's the GPU roadmap, which that they're talking about, because it took a turn with the early RDNA. And the graphics will have a Strix Point and a Strix Halo. Well, that's the RDNA 3.5, because they had that in 2024. And those will be going into the Gorgon Point Ryzen AI 400 series. But there's a chip that's coming. Well, you know what that means. Not going to go to Nintendo. Nope, because we got a couple games that's going into a Nintendo. Splatoon 3 got its update version 11.0.0 and is launching tomorrow. So if you play that, you know what's coming. Flow Aura. You guys know all about that, I bet. And I bet you already know that Dispatch is out now on Nintendo Switch. PS4 blog, give us a story, but it's already too late. It's already out. Go play it. But before you do, just for PlayStation 5 people, Scott Pilgrim EX will be coming to PlayStation 5 via PushSquare.com, and that'll be hitting the console on March 3rd. A little over a month away. Cool. This has been Aidon Forge Production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.